Before the pandemic, a lot of us had not heard of Zoom, if you can believe that. But since March, the video conferencing platform has skyrocketed in popularity, connecting office workers, families, and friends. But advocates for people with hearing loss say that Zoom hasn't connected everyone, and that's because Zoom's basic free video plans don't include real-time closed captioning. That service is only available to regular users for a monthly fee. Hearing health advocate Sherry Eberts is trying to make the service free for everyone. She's founder of the online community livingwithhearingloss.com. Sherry, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And how are people with hearing loss navigating the pandemic now that so much of our work is online, we're doing things remotely, we're not face-to-face, and often our mouths are covered with masks?
It has been a very challenging time for everybody, but definitely for people with hearing loss during the pandemic. As you mentioned, masks really take away our superpower of speech reading or lip reading in face-to-face conversations. And then on video conference calls, it is nice that you're able to see the person, but it still is very difficult to really follow conversations. The poor audio is usually a factor. Internet connections are sort of spotty. And especially if there's multiple people on the video conference call, it's hard to know where to look, who's speaking. It's definitely a challenge if you use lip reading to augment your residual hearing.
Sure. Can you, like, you know, because Zoom has become so normalized for all of us, can you kind of like just walk me through what a typical Zoom call might be like for somebody who has hearing loss?
Yeah, a typical Zoom call for someone with hearing loss is really tough and stressful. So you dial in early and you try and set yourself up so you're in speaker mode so that you have the largest possible picture of whoever is going to be speaking. But, you know, sometimes I'll connect with headphones to really try and improve the audio. But it's a very difficult situation. People have different audio quality in terms of the way they're speaking. Sometimes people are cutting in and out, and the image won't match their lip movements, and it won't match the sounds of their words. So it's very difficult to follow. And really, captioning was a very simple way to make that all go away. If we had captions, then it would be much easier for us to be able to follow the conversation and also to participate. You know, it's hard for us to want to jump in or to share our thoughts because we're not sure what's been said. And obviously, there's a lot of trepidation about looking silly or repeating something that someone just said. So it's definitely a stressful situation.
So to that point of captions, I mean, that's the solution, right? And you wrote an open letter to video conferencing companies in the spring, soon after the pandemic broke out, Google, Microsoft, Zoom, and you asked them to make their captioning services free, which because now you can pay for them, right? I mean, what became of that letter?
Well, it really was amazing. So like you said, in April, I wrote this open letter and I was amazed at the uptake. People with hearing loss really felt that it resonated with them. And someone suggested that I turn it into a petition. And so I did. And after about 5 days, we had 6,500 signatures. And I was pretty excited about that. But now we have almost 58,000 signatures. And if you read through the comments on that petition, you can see what an important issue this is for people with hearing loss. And Google pretty quickly moved its automatic speech recognition, or ASR captions as they're known, out from behind their paywall for everybody. And I was thrilled, and the hearing loss community was just thrilled. And about a month or so later, Microsoft did the same thing. And Zoom really has been the one to lag behind. And their platform is used the most often, so it really is the most challenging for people with hearing loss. And Zoom has very high quality ASR captions, but they are currently stuck behind a paywall. So if you don't have a premium plan, like a business plan or an enterprise plan, which cost about $200 a month, you're not able to access these captions. And I find that very disappointing.
Well, we reached out to Zoom to see if we could get some answers as well, but we didn't hear anything either. But walk me through this technology just a little bit more. This is kind of fascinating. I mean, what does it take to caption a live conversation like the one we're having now?
So the gold standard of captioning is something called communication access real-time translation. So I dare you to say that five times fast, but we call it CART. And that's where a live transcriber types what's spoken in real time. So there's actually a person there, but technology is rapidly catching up. And now there are a handful of these very high quality automatic speech recognition options. And this is where the computer just listens to what's spoken and is able to turn it into a written format. There are a number of different companies that do this. And I believe that Zoom has partnered with Otter, which is a company that has very high quality AI, and the accuracy is very, very good, and very good, especially for more personal communications.
I mean, that sounds complicated. So what do you say to people who might be listening to this and respond with, well, you know, to get a live person there to transcribe your conversation, that takes a lot of effort, that takes a lot of time and money. AI, computer-generated captioning, that's got to be complex. You should pay for it. What do you say to them?
Well, what I say is that you would never build a building, right, and include ramps, and then ask people in wheelchairs to pay to use them. And I think the same thing holds for people with hearing loss. In this case, the captions are ramps, and the captions exist. The ASR captions exist, and they're behind the paywall. But I don't understand why we should have to pay to use the feature we require for equal access.
On your petition, many signers describe the alienation that they felt when they're not able to fully understand what's being said in a Zoom meeting. I just wonder if you could talk about the emotional impact of not having this resource, because from what I already know about hearing loss is that it can be isolating even in normal times.
That's absolutely right. And the lack of these captions on Zoom calls has taken a really huge emotional toll on people with hearing loss during this pandemic. I mean, everything has moved online, right? Work, school, social interactions, and entertainment. So imagine 7 months of social isolation, not only from in-person visits with your friends and family, but also without the ability to converse comfortably with them virtually either. And as you know, many people with hearing loss are seniors who may live alone. And so the isolation and the sadness can really be overwhelming.
Well, Sherry Ebers is a hearing health advocate and founder of the online community livingwithhearingloss.com. Sherry, thanks for sharing your experiences with me. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.